Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5. And the name of the show today is Showtime, because that's what it was 110 times yesterday for our guest, Avery Swiatek from OnCare. Hey, Avery, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
It is so nice to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I can see why you're good at the on-screen. That was a very, very nice good morning. Everyone in the studio audience kind of had their eyebrows. Sounds like a very nice young lady. For folks who may not know you, got to meet you yet, tell us a little bit about you and your career with GTE Financial.
Sure. I started here. Actually, my two-year anniversary will be tomorrow. And I started in member care. I did that for about 6 months, which was awesome. You get to learn a lot about GTE in the financial world doing that role. But about 6 months into it, we were starting the main rollout of our ITMs in 6 locations, and they asked me if I'd be interested. I obviously said yes. I was ready for a change, and so I've been doing on-screen ever since. I'm actually, I think right now on the team, the oldest on-screen member advocate, so I'm a vet.
There you are. An ITM, for folks that may not know, that's the interactive teller machines. And the reason I said you put on, it was Showtime 110 times yesterday, as you told me in the pre-show, you had 110 transactions. I thought I had a busy day yesterday with, I think I had 4 phone calls with potential clients yesterday. last week, Jared, who's also an on-screen, talked about how there's no hiding once that button goes on, or once you go live. And to me, it just requires a great amount of personality and flexibility and preparation. Tell us what it's like to be an on-screen rep.
It certainly does. Once you hit that accept, you are live on screen in front of a person, and there is no hiding from that. And you kind of just have to I kind of treat every call like it's my first call. You can't let the last one bleed into the next one. And you kind of have to come on with that personality and then adjust based on what member you have, based on how they're reacting to you, what they're there for, and things like that. So you come on perky and then kind of just adjust to their personality and their needs.
I like
every
that.
Time.
Come on,
110
Turkey.
Times.
I like that. 110 times. But, you know, in the context of music, and so much of our show this year is talking about how to use the discipline of music to make the live performance. Again, you put on 110 live performances yesterday to make it something memorable. And yet what you're doing in music is what we would consider the hardest thing. It's one thing to play in a band or play in an orchestra, but when you have to stand up and do a solo, that's pretty nerve-wracking in its own right. Or if you have to stand up and sing a solo. But if you have to stand up and play a solo and somebody hands you the music right before you do it, you're improvising.
Yeah.
You're doing an improvisational solo. And it just sounds like you've got to be really, really quick, not just with your thoughts, but obviously maintaining the details of the transaction. But it sounds like you enjoy that challenge.
I do. It's very fun. Yes, I do.
Well, when I got into banking, which was a long time ago, there was no such thing as on-screen. I mean, it was already in person. This is in the late 90s. You know, people would come in and do their transactions in the branch or the ATM or drive-through. And so, of course, there is still a generation of folks out there. The ITMs are new technology for them. And sometimes they do approach that interaction with a little trepidation and nervousness. How do you handle those folks that might be using it for the first time? Do they tell you, hey, this is the first time I've done this?
Yes, most of them are very clear, and you can tell when they're kind of looking at you like a deer in the headlights kind of thing. You can kind of go, okay, this person might have not done this before. There's a few things when I have new members, and we're getting used to that now because we're rolling out a lot of our community financial centers recently. So we are getting a lot of new members that are not used to the technology. The first thing I do is let them know that I'm a real person. I'm not a robot, so they can talk to me just like they can a teller that's live. And I kind of, in a sense, tend to baby it a little bit, walk them through it kind of slowly. I also like to kind of break the ice with, oh, this is your first time? Okay, I'll be easy on you. Or,
yeah,
this is your first time? I'm not going to bite you. It kind of just, you know, makes it a little more easygoing. They kind of, it's, if you have a little personality in there, they can't really fight it. It's not a robotic transaction. I also let them know that despite the fact that the teller line is being replaced by these machines, there still are going to be humans in there, our member relationship officers or member experience officers, if they need to do something a little more personalized. People see the machines and automatically think that there's going to be no human contact at all in those branches, and that's not true. So I kind of give them a whole rundown of what's going on when they approach me for the first time.
I love that. So break the ice. Now, has anyone ever given you like a high five on the screen? Or?
Oh, yeah. I've had really? High fives. I've had, can I have a virtual hug? I've had,
wow.
Can you get up and do the robot dance? Like, they're just so goofy. I love it.
Well, that's why they gave me the podcasting gig, because A, people can't see me and I can't give anybody a podcast hug. And, you know, they're like as far away from the members as possible. So everyone sees when I'm posting the podcast. Well, this has really been fascinating. I had no idea what number you were going to say when I asked you about transactions. But that does seem to me, I know it was the first of the month and a Monday.
Right.
But my guess is it's in that range each and every day. And I'm just curious, you know, how do you maintain what is clearly, because Jared said you have a great personality for this, how do you maintain such a positive personality through so many different transactions each and every day? Because to me, it would just be very, very stressful. You know, it's one thing I get to, you know, host the podcast. You can't see me. I mean, I will be honest. I've never once hosted a GTE podcast in a bathrobe. I always get dressed. I'm professional about it. I get my studio is always very, very clean when I do the podcast, even though people can't see it. But it's like Jared said, you can't hide. You've got to be ready to go each and every time. How do you maintain? I mean, it takes a very different personality, if you ask me.
It does. And we get a good balance. We have a lot of members that are really pleasant when they come up, and it's just an easygoing thing. And then you do have the people that kind of give you a little bit of pushback, usually because they're nervous or scared. And with those people, you kind of just have to really humanize it. Those people, you know, my mom might be kind of scared to come in and use something different. My grandfather would probably be furious that something changed. So I kind of just make it relatable. It makes it a little bit easier to deal with, and kind of, you know, putting yourself in their shoes that they're scared and they're nervous, and kind of just handling each one at a time and catering to whatever pushback they may have and fears they may have. And it can be a little bit stressful, but we, like I said, we have a balance of some pushback and some really fun members, and so it kind of just makes for an interesting day every day.
Yeah, I actually live next door to my 77-year-old father-in-law, who does not use a computer, does not have a cell phone, and is slowly realizing that there are a lot of places that will not take a check anymore. And so he's now carrying around a lot of cash, which I'm like, hey, you know, that's not the smartest thing, guy. But, you know, so I understand that. But, you know, there's one thing I've noticed in all generations, politeness and professionalism never go out of style. And it sounds like you take some of that and intermix it with a little humor and a little levity to create a transaction, especially for a person that might be nervous using the ITMs for the first time, to place them at ease. And then, like you said, let them know, hey, look, you want to talk to a real person, just turn around. You know, there's somebody right there in the background that you can go see. This has just been a fascinating interview. If I had to do anything like a real job at GTE Financial, this is the one area where I think I would really enjoy doing it. And so I've been very intrigued about the on-screen rollout. Hey, before we let you get out of here, we always like to ask people just a question that's sort of off topic. What was the last song that you listened to?
Well, it was on my way to work, and I always am like flipping through because there's all morning talk shows. So I ended up with oldies, and the last one that came on was a Genesis song. I believe it was called "Lost of Confusion," "Land of Confusion."
Land
like
of
that.
Confusion.
Yes. But it was awesome. So I was jamming to oldies this morning.
Yep. That was actually a song that I enjoyed musically, but not lyrically, because it was it was a knock on Ronald Reagan back in the 80s, a president whom I very much adored. But I do like it. I don't know if that was Genesis or Phil. I think that was actually Phil Collins. It might have been. Maybe it was Genesis. I can't remember.
On my little cheat thing on my radio, it said Genesis.
And it's Genesis. Yeah. Yep. It was one of their. Yeah, you're right. But yes, big fan of Genesis. Big fan of Phil Collins, who's been a real benefactor to the Alamo right down the road from where I'm doing the broadcast. Hey, listen, Avery, you've been an absolute delight. I can see
why you're
good at this. Your voice resonates in a very calming way. I always tell people, you know, I spoke in front of 500 people last week up in Dallas, and I never get nervous on stage in front of people, but I get nervous every week the countdown comes down in the podcast, because there's so many things out of my control, and I can't get visual cues from people when I'm on the podcast, but I can definitely see why you're excelling in the on-screen family, and again, we want to thank you so much, so very much, for taking some time out of your day this morning. You
have
a great,
thank you for having me.
Avery Swiatek, everybody. Really, really cool interview. Thank you. Thank you.
Alrighty.
I'm going to have to go download that song now. I used to love that song. I have not heard that song in ages. And you notice how nice I was. I didn't say, man, you really hurt my feelings by saying the oldies. I listened to that in high school. But no, she's right. Definitely in the oldies category for me as well. Hey, folks, listen, that's a wrap on this week. The name of the show was Showtime. Let's get out there and put on a great, great show. We put on a live performance each and every week, whether it's 110 times a day or 200 times a day, whatever it is, let's do what we can to leave our audience wanting more. And as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy, and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, I'll talk to you all next week. Bye now.